Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea. And at this moment, hundreds of law enforcement personnel from around the Commonwealth are lining up to attend the wake of Woburn police officer John McGuire. In case you haven't heard, here's what happened to him. During the snowstorm Sunday night, a couple of guys allegedly knocked over the jewelry department at a Kohl's in Woburn. And when the police arrived, the burglars split. One of them, a 57-year-old named Dominic Sinelli, got into a running firefight with Officer McGuire, and both men were killed in the gun battle. Now, in the aftermath, it turns out Sinelli was a career criminal. In fact, Sunday night was basically a replay of an incident back in 1985 when Sinelli robbed a jewelry store in downtown Boston and shot a security guard. And that crime happened, by the way, when he was on a one-day furlough from prison. This man spent most of his adult life in prison for various violent offenses. He escaped twice. But reportedly, Sinelli's disciplinary problems abated in his later years, which could explain why the Massachusetts Parole Board saw fit to set him free in 2008. Now, the law states that any time a criminal on a life sentence comes up for parole, the DA that put him behind bars is to be notified. Turns out that, for whatever reason, that didn't happen in the case of Dominic Sinelli. And a spokesman for the Middlesex DA's office is saying, not surprisingly, that they would have opposed Sinelli's parole had they been given a chance to weigh in. And that is the context as funeral proceedings get underway for Officer McGuire this afternoon. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis is there in Woburn. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Adam.
So what's the mood like at the funeral home?
Well, they haven't allowed reporters to go in, but I've talked to a lot of family and friends and neighbors as they waited outside to get in. And, you know, people are really upset. They think this is, an incredible tragedy. They think that something needs to be fixed. The system is broken with the parole board, and, they want to see some sort of justice.
Well, what's the scene like there? What does it look like? A lot of law enforcement have showed up?
Yes, there were hundreds. It was hard to tell exactly how many because, again, we were cordoned off.
Yeah, but hundreds is a lot.
And it was hard to tell where they were from. And officials couldn't say, but, I spotted people from Boston, from Randolph, from Wilmington, from lots of different cities around the area. And they stood in formation for about an hour as they all filed in through this very modest, small funeral home.
Yeah, but standing for that many guys standing in formation, that must have
right.
been a sight.
Women too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as multiple observers have noted, what happened to this officer is a pretty rare occurrence because rates of recidivism for parolees in Massachusetts are really substantially lower than the nationwide average. But still, do we know anything more about why Dominic Sinelli was let go or why the other authorities weren't notified as the law requires?
We don't know anything yet, but hopefully in the coming days or the coming weeks, the governor and the folks in charge of public safety will look into what exactly happened with this decision and whether this is a trend.
Well, Bianca, we look forward to hearing your reports later on WBUR. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Adam.